Ferndale High football continued its blistering start to the new season with another huge win over the weekend as the Wildcats get set for their conference opener this week. Hello and welcome to this week's KMUD News Sports Report. I'm Ray Hamill with HumboldtSports.com. We'll have more on the Wildcats and all of the latest high school football news from around Humboldt, Mendocino and Del Norte counties in just a moment as we take a look at all of the big local sports stories of the week, including why it was also a big week for the Ferndale High girls soccer team and all of this week's high school soccer news, some college football, some volleyball, some Cal Poly Humboldt Hall of Fame news, and why next week will be a big one in local cross country. But first up, the Ferndale Wildcats are showing no signs of slowing down as they get set to defend the Little Four football championship they shared with Arcata a year ago. Last weekend, the Cats improved to 4-0 on the season with a fourth straight shutout victory. Ferndale welcomed the Eureka Loggers to the Cream City and dominated on the way to a 58-0 win. Prescott Langer scored four touchdowns in the victory, while senior lineman Ethan Weitzel had another monster game in the trenches. Remarkably, the Cats have now outscored their first four opponents 226-0. The Ferndale players will try to carry that momentum into conference play this weekend as they get set to kick off the Little Four at Hoopa on Friday night. Saturday's loss was the third straight for the Loggers, who dropped to 1-3. Also in action last weekend, the Fortuna Huskies finally got their first win of the season and improved to 1-3 with a 35-0 win over University Prep at Husky Field. The South Fork Cubs also played and rallied from a two-touchdown deficit in the second half to beat Branson 40-28 and improved to 2-1, while Arcata fell 34-26 to Oakland and dropped to 1-3. And rounding out a busy weekend for the HDNL schools, the McKinleyville Panthers travelled to Cloverdale and came away with a 10-7 win over the Eagles. With the victory, the Panthers improved to 2-2 as they continue to put some distance between themselves and back-to-back winless seasons in 2023 and 2024. Hoopa, St. Bernard's and Del Norte all had byes last week, but all three will be back in action this weekend as the Big Four and Little Four conferences both begin play. In addition to Ferndale's game at Hoopa, Friday night will also see South Fork play at Round Valley in the NCL3 and Del Norte travel to Fortuna to take on the Huskies in the Big Four. The action continues on Saturday. St. Bernard's will host Eureka in an always highly anticipated Big Four showdown, while Arcata makes the short trip to play neighbor and rival McKinleyville in the Little Four. Some of the Mendocino County schools also were in action last weekend. Willits suffered its first loss of the season, falling 22-9 to Middletown and dropping to 3-1, while Fort Bragg enjoyed a second straight win, getting the better of Lower Lake 12-8 and improving to 2-3. The Wolverines will try to bounce back when they play at Lower Lake on Friday night, while Fort Bragg will play at Upper Lake also on Friday night. The Ukiah Wildcats also were in action last week and lost for the second straight weekend, falling 42-14 at San Marin and dropping to 2-3. The Wildcats will have a bye this week before travelling to play Montgomery next weekend. In local college football, meanwhile, College of the Redwoods closed out its pre-conference schedule with another loss last Saturday. The Corsairs had six turnovers and fell 48-27 to Monterey Peninsula, dropping to 0-5. Sior has a bye this weekend before opening conference play at Sierra College next week. In local high school soccer, meanwhile, the Ferndale girls and Fortuna boys have been the stories of the season so far here on the North Coast. The Ferndale girls continued to roll this past week with a pair of impressive wins. On Saturday, the Cats travelled to Eureka and knocked off the four-time defending North Coast section champion Loggers 2-1. They followed that with a 5-0 win over South Fork in the Little Four on Tuesday, stretching their unbeaten run to 10 straight games. The Ferndale girls have not lost since their season opener against Kelseyville, and they have won 9 of their 10 games since then, including 7 by shutout. Also in girls' action this week, Eureka and Fortuna tied 0-0 on Tuesday to remain deadlocked atop the Big Four standings, while Arcata edged McKinleyville 2-1 to move within 1 point of the front runners. In the Little Four, Del Norte and St. Bernard's tied 1-1 in Eureka and are both tied for second in the standings, 3 points behind the high-flying Wildcats. The Fortuna boys, meanwhile, improved to 5-0 in the HDNL with a thrilling 5-4 win over Eureka on Wednesday night, with Danny Cortez scoring the winning goal just 2 minutes from time. The Huskies are the only perfect team in the HDNL, boys or girls, and are now 14-0 as they get set for a pivotal showdown at Arcata on Saturday to close out the first half of their league schedule. The Tigers are 4-0-1 in league play and sit just 1 point behind Fortuna in the standings. Saturday's big game kicks off at 3 p.m. Also in HDNL boys action this week, Del Norte won 5-1 at St. Bernard's on Tuesday, and McKinleyville won 7-2 at South Fork on Wednesday. In local high school volleyball, the Eureka Loggers continued to roll on Tuesday night with a straight sets win over Fortuna to go to 3-0 in the Big Five, while Arcata won in straight sets at McKinleyville and improved to 3-1 halfway through their conference schedule. In Little Four volleyball, the St. Bernard's girls lead the standings with a record of 3-0 after a straight sets win over Hoopa on Tuesday, while Ferndale improved to 2-1 with a victory over South Fork. Switching gears, this weekend will be a big one for Cal Poly Humboldt Sports as the Jacks get set to induct the 2025 Hall of Fame class. A ceremony will take place on Friday night at Baywood Golf and Country Club, and this year's class includes legendary men's basketball player Fred Hux, who helped lead the Jacks to a Final Four appearance in 2004. And rounding out another busy week in local sports, the HDNL Cross Country Runners are gearing up for their season opener. The league action gets underway at the Eureka Municipal Golf Course next Wednesday afternoon, with the races starting at 4 p.m. And that's this week's KMUD News Sports Report. Until next time, I'm Ray Hamill with HumboldtSports.com.